And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 18th of March, 2012, the birthday of the French poet Stéphane Mallarmé, born in Paris, 1842. School teacher, didn't like teaching. He said, "There is nothing but beauty, and beauty has only one perfect expression, poetry. All the rest is a lie." It's the birthday of Wilfred Owen, born Shropshire, England, 1893, a tutor of English and French at a Berlitz language school in France, enlisted in 1915 to fight in World War I, wounded in 1917, sent to Edinburgh to recover, and it was there during his convalescence he wrote his famous poems against the war, including Anthem for Doomed Youth and Dulce et Decorum Est. Turned to combat in 1918, was killed on November 4th, just a week before the end of the war. It's the birthday of John Updike, Reading, Pennsylvania, 1932, author of more than 20 novels, more than 20 collections of short stories, best known for his series of four rabbit novels about rabbit Engstrom. John Updike wrote freelance for The New Yorker and other magazines from Ipswich, Massachusetts, outside Boston, where he rented a small one-room office on East Main Street above a restaurant between a lawyer and a beautician looking out at a bank parking lot, typing away on a manual typewriter. He died of lung cancer in 2009. John Updike, who said, "I'm willing to show good taste, if I can, in somebody else's living room. But our reading life is too short for a writer to be in any way polite, since his words enter into another's brain in silence and intimacy. He should be as honest and explicit as we are with ourselves." It's the anniversary of the Gardner heist, the largest art theft in American history back in 1990. A pair of thieves disguised as Boston police officers with fake mustaches broke into the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston shortly after 1 o'clock in the morning, told the guards that they were responding to a disturbance. They spent 81 minutes inside the museum and made off with 13 works of art, paintings, drawings by Vermeer, Manet, Degas, and Rembrandt, paintings that have never been recovered, worth about $300 million. And it's the birthday of George Plimpton, born New York City, 1927, editor of the Paris Review for 50 years, and a writer of what he called participatory journalism, immersing himself in whatever his subject may be, usually sports, starting with his 1961 baseball adventure, Out of My League. George Plimpton died in 2003, and in 2008, an oral biography came out, George Being George, with a long subtitle, George Plimpton's Life as Told, Admired, Deplored, and Envied by 200 Friends, Relatives, Lovers, Acquaintances, and Rivals. His son Taylor reviewed the biography. He called it an invasive, gossipy, judgmental book that, in spite of itself, portrayed his father in a favorable light. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry, entitled Goods. It's the immemorial feelings I like the best. Hunger, thirst, their satisfaction. Work, weariness, earned rest. The falling again from loneliness to love. The green growth the mind takes from the pastures in March. The gaiety in the stride of a good team of Belgian mares that seems to shudder from me through all my ancestry. A poem by Wendell Berry, Goods, from his collected poems, published by North Point Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.